the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An era of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
We're becoming a drug-infested nation. Drugs are becoming cheaper than candy bars.
Welcome once again to your weekly hour of 60s underground rock music, garage rock, garage punk, freak beat and psychedelia. I'm Phil Gray, this is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. And to break with tradition, we kick off episode 280 with an instrumental track from Ohio group The Dantes, formed in 1964 in Columbus, Ohio. Drew significant inspiration from the Rolling Stones, even covered a number of Rolling Stones songs, also pretty strong Yardbirds sound. So they had a 45 in 1966. The A-side Can't Get Enough of Your Love. We checked out the instrumental B-side, is called 8096. Some classic 60s instro garage rock.
I know how it feels when you sing it. I know what it does to you. And I know the evil feeling that you feel when you sing it.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia. Well, this next band had just one single, but it really is an iconic 60s garage punk track. They're out of New York City. Their only single released 1967, co-written by Rusty Evans, former folk singer and leader of the proto-punk band The Deep. The band is called The Third Bardo. They had just one recording session, six tracks recorded in all. But here's the A-side of that notable 45, I'm 5 years ahead of my time. Your Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, episode 280. The Third Bardo topped that set with I'm 5 years ahead of my time. Then a band called The Rakes Progress, picture and information up on our Facebook page. Track called Don't Need You. They're also known for a track called Sewer Rat Love Chant, essentially the same song musically, The Rakes Progress, Don't Need You, from 1966. And thirdly in the set, another one of those studio bands, The Leather-Coated Minds, JJ Cale and Snuff Garrett, with a cover of that classic Yardbirds track, Over, Under, Sideways, Down.
Yeah.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Dig the wild music.
Well, here's a track off one of the very first albums to reference the term psychedelic in the title. There were three, I think, about the same time, but this one, the Blues Magoos, off their psychedelic lollipop album, this is Gotta Get Away.
It's gonna take a lot more than that to break this bed.
Hey! number is the easy way. I am just a number till they put me underground. Automation is taking over now. I try escaping, but I don't know how. Zip code, area code, get the best of me. Now what was my social security?
Obscenity. The problem is graphically illustrated by these advertisements, all of which were clipped from this one copy of a single girly magazine. In these, as well as in all the other groups of magazines, the rawest materials can be ordered through the United States mail.
People try to put us down just cause we get around. They say good looks are for cold. If I die, forget them. Just talking about my generation. Well, my generation. Why don't y'all fade away? Don't care, we'll be on sand. That try cause no new sensation. Just talking about my generation. My generation. Cause no bad vibrations. Just talking about my generation. My
thank you. smile as if it was a scare. Can you read his mind by the clothes that he wears? Can you tell a fat man by the pattern on his tie? Well, Mr. Yo, I've been a man in the eye. Yeah, Mr. Yo, I've been a man in the eye.
Well, the Blues Magoos topped that set with Gotta Get Away, then some 60s garage obscurities. First one was a band out of St. Louis, Missouri called The Guys, 1967-45 on Musicland USA Records. We took the B-side called Biographical Accept File 6319Q. Then The Prodigal Son, 1969-45 on ASA Records. We took the A-side cover of The Who's My Generation, B-side to that 45 Tobacco Road, that is The Prodigal Son. Then we had The Herd, H-E-R-D-E, with a B-side. Another fantastic Yardbirds cover, Mister, You're a Better Man Than I, out of 1966. More garage obscurities coming up straight after this.
Why has it all got to be so terribly loud?
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
Well, here's another obscure B-side on Stanco Records, a 45 for March 1967. Track's called Complex Loneliness. This is The Fatigues.
We'll be right back.
Probably think that there couldn't be anything worse. But perhaps the most insidious single group of publications is the cheap pocketbook. In page after page of these so-called novels, sex organs, positions of intercourse, abnormal sex practices of every kind are described with intimate physical detail. Nothing is left to the imagination. An invitation even is extended to the reader to come join the fun. Teenagers particularly are liable to fold down the corners of the obscene passages, the more readily to dwell on them over and over and over again.
I plan to marry her someday. I plan. about yesterday's lonely despair. Thinking about yesterday, live about today, live about tomorrow.
Well, we had the Fatigues at the top of the set, Complex Loneliness. Then a band out of Florida, formed 1964. Although this was a 1966, January 66, 45, from The Outsiders, She's Coming On Stronger. Found that one on Volume 4 of Back From The Grave compilation series. Then another obscurity, The Era of Sound. They were on Delta Records, track called Girl in the Miniskirt. And finally in our set of Garage Obscurities, The Thingies. 1968 B-side called Mass Confusion. So the Fatigues, the Outsiders, Era of Sound and the Thingies, and we've got Global Garage straight after this.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
Well, this week's Global Garage set is entirely Latino, kicking off with a band out of Bogota, Colombia, one of the founding bands in the Colombian rock scene. Inspired by their favourite British invasion bands, The Animals, Them, The Rolling Stones, Jerry and the Pacemakers and The Beatles. In fact, they covered a number of tracks, including You Really Got Me by The Kinks, Van Morrison's Gloria, also Bob Dylan's The Times They Are Changing. That lent its title to their debut album, 1966. So this is Columbia's Los Young Beats. Wonderful cover of Baby, Please Don't Go.
Thank you. Thank you.
that's our global garage set, kicked off with Colombian band Lost Young Beats' Baby Please Don't Go. Then instrumental psychedelic rock band formed 1966 in Pueblo district of Pueblo Libre, Peru. They recorded one LP, several 45s. They're called Lost Holies. Track called Campo de Vampiros, picture and information on our Facebook page. And finally in the set from Los Angeles, although it was a four-track EP released in France in 1965 on Barclay Records, also in Los Angeles though on Pep Records. The Los Angeles Azules, track called Bailando El Stroll, they're described as an instrumental frat rock band out of Mexico, 1962. So Los Young Beats, Los Holies and Los Angeles Azules. That's our Global Garage set for episode 280.
It isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
And that takes us to the end of Retrospect episode 280. Don't forget about the back episodes right across the web. Every podcast provider of merit will carry Retrospect. Just search for Retrospect 60s garage punk. Don't forget the Facebook page, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Give us a like. Your feedback's always welcome. And remember, I am very interested in local community or campus radio stations interested in picking up Retrospect. If you've listened to this podcast and you have a local radio station that you think would fit Retrospect, feel free to contact them and suggest it, or feel free to let me know and I'll contact them directly. I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. Going to leave you with a final instrumental track. Los Angeles band called The Preachers, four-track EP from 1965. This is called The Zeke. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.